Welcome back in Cougars Sports Saturday. It's been a fun show so far. Just had Jake Toulson on the program, kind of breaking down what it's like to be a player right now in a coaching change. He made his way back to BYU and had a great run, but good stuff from Jake, and we'll put that up on the podcast feed. What's next, Mitch? Kevin Young has been secured. What do you think he's working through right now as he juggles the Suns and putting together this program?
Recruiting is going to be huge, putting together the roster. But I think more important than that is the assistant coaches. He's got to get that in place. And I think an angle to this head coaching search that we didn't discuss enough is the time of how quick this right. came together. You know, typically BYU coaching searches go 14, 15 days. BYU admin, they push this thing through quick. We now know for head coaches, it can be quick. It's a quick process. But still, I don't think that's going to be the norm for every position. I think we're going to go back to the norm when it comes to the assistant coaches, where you might be looking at 10 to 14 days. That's not ideal because the portal is still open. But at the same time, you're looking at this roster and the guys that have stayed committed through all of this uncertainty. And now you've got a head coach that's got a great resume. Why leave? If you're Foose, why leave? I don't think there's any reason for Foose to leave. And you know what I want to say, too, with Foose, if he does stay, that guy should be viewed as a BYU star.
Right.
You know, just the fact that in this era, if he goes four straight years and he signed before NIL became a thing, that'd be pretty cool if Foose did stay. But I think that assistant coach is going to be critical for Kevin Young. And then just putting together the roster. You look at it right now, Matt, and the scholarship players on the roster at the moment: Noah Waterman, Trevin Nell, Trey Stewart, Atiki Aliatiki, Fusini Traore, Dawson Baker, Isaac Davis. I didn't include Jackson Robinson, who I assume would probably move on to Kentucky.
Why
or
haven't
go to
we
the
heard
NBA.
A word? It's so interesting.
He shared an ominous thing on IG of the Mark Pope presser, and it was kind of like, that would be...
But he hasn't entered the portal.
He hasn't done anything yet. He's only done... accepted the senior blanket, which was back in March when it was senior night. And it right. seemed like, you know, Mark Pope at that juncture when he was the head coach was basically saying his goodbyes to Jackson in the postgame press conference. But yeah, nothing official yet from Jackson. So I'm not counting him in the list. Obviously, a very new story that was pushed out because of the hiring of Kevin Young, Colin Chandler, he's going to Kentucky. But that's your scholarship players, so there's room to work with if you're Kevin Young to assemble this roster. And look, this is probably going to be a roster construction that goes on till probably July.
Right.
I mean, realistically,
yep.
It'll take time. You have to turn over every stone to
Give us the portal timelines for the rest of this year.
Portal's open until May 1st.
But if you're in, you can still be contacted afterwards.
Yes, and there's a ton of players in. And if you're a graduate athlete, you can enter anytime. So in a way, too, the portal's in essence always open. And now the NCAA earlier this week cleared the runway officially that transfers can go as many times as they want without sitting out.
I hate that.
So we could get to a point now, Matt, where we're talking about players being at four schools four different years.
And playing every year. No sitting.
Right.
I hate it.
I hope we get to a point where we're learning that that's not the, you know, you don't want to build that way, and hopefully that can be the case. Anyway, we'll take a break. Top 5 coming up next, Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio.